You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Ken and Ross Show.
Welcome back to the Ken and Ross Show on We Talk Radio. Hello, guys. It's been a long time since we've been here. I'm just so excited to be back. How about you, Ken Des?
I'm back. I'm just glad to be back on the show. Blessed and highly favored. Destiny, how are you?
I'm good, everybody. It's Producer Des. Y'all, I had my first show last night. Did y'all listen?
Yes, we did. It was a good show.
Awesome, awesome. I'm so glad y'all got to hear it. I know that last interview was a little long. Me and my dad, we were just having a really good conversation, but thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you don't know, I'm Producer Des. I'm the producer on this show. I have my own show. It's very new. I had it yesterday. My very first show was yesterday called Friday Night Hype with DB. It comes on every Friday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, yeah, y'all go check me out. And guess who else had their first show, y'all?
Say that one more time.
The
Dad.
Diamond Crew Kids. Hey, the Diamond Crew Kids had their first show yesterday, y'all. Y'all, they did an absolutely amazing job. And their show is on Fridays at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all tune into the Diamond Crew Kids because they are just some jokesters over there. But they are just so amazing. We are giving all of our love to the Diamond Crew Kids from the Ken and Ry Show. We love you guys. Shout out to y'all. Y'all are doing amazing. And we can't wait to see what y'all have in store next week.
But I can't wait.
How y'all been, ladies? How y'all been?
I've been good. I've been tired.
You tired? Hi, what, girl?
I had no sleep.
Well, since it's been 10.
I know. You see, my sister, she has this odd nerve to just wake me up every morning by just calling for no reason at like 10-something in the morning, and I don't go to bed till like 12. So, you know, there's no sleep in there.
Why?
Because it's my sister, you know. Wait till your sister goes to college, then has a kid, then wakes you up every morning. You'll understand then.
See, but she doesn't because she loves you, or she just needs somebody to talk to.
She can talk to me anytime she wants to, just after 12.
Okay, what time is she calling you?
10 in the morning. Who calls someone at 10 in
That's
the morning?
That's not bad, honestly. Honestly not bad. I thought you were going to say, like, 8, you know, maybe, like 7, 8 in the morning, but, like, 10, that's, like, a reasonable hour.
I need my sleep.
Well, if you wouldn't sleep at midnight,
that
would be a problem.
You're used to waking up in the morning. That's all.
I can't hate. You see, my sleep schedule has been all off since, at-home school started. You know, class started at 9. I didn't wake up till 8:50. You know, sleep schedule's all
off.
Lord
have mercy.
I know I'm
so
not
you
the only
really
one
in your pajamas.
There. I know I'm not the only one.
You were business at the top, or school at the top, party on the bottom, or sleep on the bottom.
Yep.
Is that how you were set up on Zoom?
Yeah, it really was. Camera off, mic off, but I got that work turned in.
Tell me about it. That's all that
and it really paid off too. I passed my biology and my reading star, but on my
math
one, you lost.
Congratulations!
You lost. What about you guys?
Go ahead, Ken.
Seriously, I didn't pass my reading and my biology, and I think I didn't pass reading is because of the time crunch, and because I feel rushed all the time. And there's 5 hours left, and so then when I have, like, 30 minutes left to do the test, I feel rushed. That's why.
Well, hey, next year, when in the beginning, you know, don't go, obviously don't go, you know, too fast. But make sure you kind of, you know, kind of like give yourself enough time so you can, you know, space your time out. Does that make sense? I don't know if I
yeah,
said
it does.
That right.
Hey, a tip for you.
No,
Ken, when you're taking your reading, when you do your reading and writing, you should write your essay first because it'll save you some time. So once you write essay, you don't have to worry about it.
I just forget about the writing prompt.
Well, the writing
I forgot prompt. About the writing prompt. I completely forgot about that. So how do y'all do those writing prompts?
I ace them. I'm not even worried.
You just write. How many is it? How many writing prompts is it? Because I mean, it's been a long time since I took a.
Well, my
teacher
usually says like four.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm talking over y'all. Go ahead.
I only got one prompt, and then you had to write about that specific prompt. That's all I got.
Oh, you only got one prompt.
Yeah, I think
I was in school. We had it was 50 questions. Did y'all take a writing or do y'all take a writing next year?
I've been taking reading and writing since beginning of STAR, wherever we started. It's always been reading and writing.
Writing this year. Or was reading and writing together? That's why I'm confused on. That's why I'm like
reading and writing together.
Yeah, reading and writing together.
So has it usually been together? Have y'all ever took a writing?
Yes.
We've been taking a what are you trying to say, Dad?
I don't think I'm understanding the question. Yeah.
When I was in ninth grade, I mean it wasn't too long ago, so I think 2014. So you know. Oh my gosh, that was 7 years ago.
That was long.
Sheesh. All right. Shout out to all my to the class of 2018. One of the best classes ever. Anyways, when we were taking STAR, we had, I believe, my ninth grade year, we took reading, writing, math, and biology. I think we took four. Instead of the reading and writing it being together, like reading was just reading and writing was its own separate. Let me backtrack. I think I took writing in middle school. I don't think we took writing in high school. Did we? See, I don't
you
even
didn't?
Remember. Like, I remember, I never remembered it being together, but I know, you know, ever since the pandemic happened, testing, you know, seeing all that stuff has changed. I don't know how much, but your reading and writing were together. That's what I'm asking. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying? Do y'all understand?
Yeah,
I do.
I feel like I kind of explained it, but I guess not.
I got it.
You got it. So when I was taking the STAR, reading and writing were separate, but the way y'all are explaining it is reading and writing together?
Yeah.
Was it together this year? So you had a reading portion and then you had a writing portion, but it was all one test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay, gotcha. It was never like that for me. But maybe, you know, again, since the pandemic, things have changed probably. So. But, yeah. Y'all see, so much stuff has changed. I hope our audience is doing good. I hope our Ken and Rod fam is doing good. I really hope y'all can call in. I'm going to ask our Retalk Radio team after we go on break, you know, when we come back. Can we let y'all call in? Because we want to hear from y'all. We want to hear from the people. We are so excited to be back. It is Juneteenth. Woo, 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 woo.
Woo!
Happy Juneteenth, guys. Feeling on this Juneteenth, ladies.
Feel blessed.
I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling blessed. I saw this shirt that said blessed, black, and highly flavored. Like, instead of highly favored, it's highly flavored, like food. Because, you know, we got the best soul food. You know, it's
so
awesome. I really want that shirt. If anybody wants to give me that shirt, just out of the kindness of their beautiful heart.
Ooh, you put in beautiful. You must be desperate.
I'll put my Cash App on Retalk Radio. So y'all can send
if we're dropping Cash Apps, let's go ahead and drop them all. I got one now, too, so we can just drop all the Cash Apps.
You know what? And see, on your birthday, which is in May, happy, you know, belated, very belated birthday.
You
just turned 15, and Kennedy, you turned 15, too, and I just turned 21, so it's up from here, you know?
Yep, that's about it.
I just turned 21, Riley just turned 15, but now you got a Cash App, Riley. I was asking, I was asking your mom, I'm like, does this girl have a Cash App? I can just send her money. It's just so much easier.
Yes, you can send me money anytime you want, Destiny. My Cash App is always open.
Yeah.
It is open.
Well, that's when I had it back then. I had it better back
then.
I don't
have Cash App.
You got to catch me at the right time.
You got to get a Cash App, honey. You're going to be so blessed in Holly Bay. Once you get a card and then that money just jumps on, ooh, life just gets so much easier. You don't have to worry about touching money from people. It's just right up. It's just with you.
I may need to download Cash App and get a card.
Yes, get a card, download Cash App.
Definitely need to download Cash App.
Yes.
Absolutely. But, yeah,
y'all, we are having a great show.
We're going to go to break real quick, and then we're going to divide and conquer. I'm going to do Destiny's Debacle. Kennedy got some hot takes for us. Or Kennedy has some rants for us, and Riley has some hot takes for us. We'll be back on the Ken and Rice Show on We Talk Radio. DJ, I know you got something to play, but I'm gonna put a little request in. Can you do Nice for What? You know, it's the summertime, and that was my favorite summertime song by Drake. So y'all get ready. It's Nice for What by Drake. We'll be right back on We Talk Radio. Hey, we'll be right back, y'all.
Hey, it's your girl Riley from the Ken and Rice Show on We Talk Radio. Tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
I want to know who my representing in here tonight. Hold on.
Are you letting you back in? How can I explain myself?
Louisiana. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. But it's your life. Without a follow, without a mention, you really piping up on these. You gotta be nice for what to these. I understand, you got a 100 bands, you got a baby band, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense, you already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5. All down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times. For the last month, Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make that jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
Talk Radio.
Hey, Y'all know that song is just the ultimate summer song. I love that's like one of my favorite Drake songs. It's just a vibe. Now I'm hyped. Ooh, I wanna go outside. Oh Lord, I know it's hot. If y'all live in Texas, y'all know it is hot outside, but it's so pretty. I just wanna jump in a pool. Is anybody's pool open? Riley, is your pool open?
That's what we're about to go do right now, honey. As soon as it's over,
really?
We can go swimming.
Mm-hmm. Y'all going to the pool for real?
Yeah.
You didn't say not a darn thing to us.
Nobody asked.
I'm offended.
Is your pool clean? Yes. It's
clean.
Completely dirty. Completely filthy. It's just snakes.
Why would you go to the pool?
I was
being sarcastic. Did y'all check to see if the pool was clean?
Yes, I was being sarcastic. Gosh.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. We don't want y'all in a dirty pool. We do not want y'all in a dirty pool. But you should have invited us to the pool, please.
Why not get
ice
cream or something? Just hang out with your friends or something.
Well, if you guys would like to
come, I'm a friend. Bring your friends free. Like Six Flags. Y'all remember when we used to go to Six Flags? I don't know how we were doing it in this weather. But y'all, let me tell y'all
a funny story.
I believe, was it in the summertime? No, okay, so it was not in the summertime, but let me tell y'all a funny story. Kennedy, Riley, I think y'all are going to follow up on the story I'm trying to tell. So it wasn't the summertime, but it was Halloween, right? And so Six Flags has this big, every time I tell this story to people, I'm embarrassed. But it was October. It was around Halloween. It was like the week before Halloween. So Six Flags has this big thing, you know, for holidays. They have, you know, Holiday in the Park for Christmas, you know. And for Halloween, they have Fright Fest. So they have this big thing called Fright Fest. They have it's basically like a haunted house, but they turn the entire amusement park into like a haunted house. So in the daytime, it's like for kids, you know, because, you know, they still want kids, you know, to experience stuff. I think there's some stuff that, you know, that's like kind of scary, that's like, you know, open, but it's just more kid friendly. So we were there during the day one time. It was two separate days, but it's still kind of the same similar story. So I think at the beginning of October is like when they started. So I think it was like a couple days into October. And we were there, I think we got there at around 1 o'clock, and we left it probably around like 4 or 5. So, you know, we rode all the rides, you know, we had a good time, we ate, we drank. This is when my granny, shout out to granny out there. We love you, granny. So granny used to give us season passes. I used to get season passes from my granny. I didn't have to pay for it. Me, Ken, and Rye, we would just have our season pass. We didn't have to pay for Jack. Those were the good days. And then I got a job, and my grandma only gave my cousins. Not my cousins. Did my cousins have a season pass? I think my cousins did have a season pass, but Ken and Rye got a season pass, too. But I didn't get a season pass
because
you have a job now, so you can pay for your own season pass. And I'm like, but that's all right. That's all right. That's okay. So, you know, we were having a good old time, you know, just chilling. We rode our rides. We ate some good food. It wasn't too hot that day. You know, it was October, so fall was, you know, starting. So we did our last ride of the day. It was around 4, I think it was around 5 o'clock. So I guess they make this announcement. They make an announcement over the intercom, you know, for the parks to hear.
Did it say it? No, it was 5 minutes.
So,
if
y'all
don't
know what Fright Fest is, basically it's like, you know, it's basically, like I said, it's a haunted house in the amusement park. So they have clowns, it's not like, kind of scary. No, it's like really scary. They have permission to run up on you. I mean, they're not going to touch you, but like they're going to run towards you and scare you. If y'all
or
see them in the movie car, I'm sorry, what'd you say? I couldn't hear you.
Or chase you if you run.
Yes, they will chase you.
And
they
if you try
clowns.
To go in,
they have people with, like, you know, masks and stuff. They do their makeup really, you know, really good. They have, you know, they hire people specifically for, you know, to do the scaring. And they have separate haunted houses. But the entire, like, if you don't want to go into the haunted house because I think those costs or you have to have a special ticket or something, I wouldn't know because I would never do it probably a day in my life. Unless I have, you know, unless I lost a bed or, you know, we put money on it. If I put $100 on it, I'm just going to thug it out and go to the haunted house. But after we went there one time, it was absolutely crazy. So, sorry. Let me get back to the story. The first day we went, it was Fright Fest, but it was, like, during the day, so it wasn't as much. There was things to do, like they had, you know, you could take pictures with, you know, characters that were dressed up. They weren't scary. I mean, you know, they had the little pumpkin patch. They just had different stuff, you know. They had different, you know, seasonal, you know, foods and drinks and stuff. Stuff that's more kid and family appropriate. But after a certain time, it's like, basically they say, like, hey, the Fright Fest starts at this time. So if it's not, you know, if your kid is, you know, scary, Destiny is the scary kid. I'm a scary kid. So if Kennedy is, you know, I'm not saying Kennedy. If your kids are scary, you know, or if they don't want to, you know, deal with that, or you and the family don't want to deal with that, you got to leave the park. Because all these, you know, the actors, they have, you know, the actors / workers, they have free range to do whatever they want. You know, they get in their costumes, you know, they're smoking certain areas. So when you walk in a certain area, you know, they can really, you know, they can pop out and scare you because there's, like, smoke everywhere. They, like, you know, it's dark outside. They dim the lights. They have, you know, a concert going on. It looks like some type of scary rock band. It's real crazy. They decorate it really nice. And, you know, it's just, it's all over the place. But, yeah, so we were on the other side of the park. We were by, it was this ride called Crazy Legs. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me wrap up this story. It was this ride called Crazy Legs that was kind of towards the back of the park. And so all we hear is Fright Fest starts in 10 minutes. And it's packed in that joint. Me, Kennedy, and Riley, we look at each other and we're like, we got to get out of here. Because we didn't know a lot about Fright Fest. You know, we heard about it. But we thought, you know, everybody knew they were going to come out, start scaring folks. You know, we didn't know, you know, obviously there's a process. You know, people aren't just going to start walking out and scaring you. I don't think that's how it works. But that's how we thought it worked back then. So we, so when you have your season pass, you get these, like, big drinks for free that, you know, they come with your season pass they come with your season pass. You know, when you get your meals, you get this big drink and you keep this cup that you keep. And so those cups are expensive. I think if you don't have a season pass, they're like, how much were they, Riley? Because I think we were trying to buy them. Or Kennedy, do y'all remember?
I want to say 30, I remember, but that's probably a big jump. But it was probably like $29-something, $29.99.
Yeah, it was probably, I think it was like, it's like $20, $30.
I think it was 30.
We would have got it. I think it was, maybe we ended up getting one. I don't remember. But it was pretty expensive. And I was like, you know what? So we got on the ride. When we were in line for the ride, they said 10 minutes to ride. And they said Fart Fest starts in 5 minutes. So we start screaming. We didn't even grab y'all. We were so scary. Ooh, and I
oh, my gosh. I remember that. I remember that we left our cup.
We left our cup at the ride, our $30 cup. And we got two cups. So that was $60 worth of cups just down the drain. I'm sorry, Granny. We told our granny. We were like, Granny, is there any way
we can
get another cup?
Didn't someone get us another cup?
And she was like, no, you left them.
We didn't tell Granny until, like, maybe, like, last year. We didn't tell her for a while. We're so scared.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, because we didn't want her to get mad. Because, you know, when you get those, you know, the perks of the season pass, you know, that those cups are like a perk. Of, you know, having a season pass, you don't have to buy, you know, big cups. You can instead of buying, you know, a fountain drink every single time, you can just refill your cup. Same as, you know, like Disney World or any other major theme park, you know, where they have those. You can just, when you have like a season pass or some type of pass, you can just, you know, do whatever you want with that. The y'all, they said the Fright Fest started in 5 minutes. And us, you have never seen three little black girls run so fast. When I'm telling you, we went so fast out that park. I was calling my mom. My mom wasn't answering. I was like, Mom, please come get us from this park. Please come get us from this park. She wasn't answering. I'm like, we live right up the street. I don't understand what the problem was. Oh, we were so scared. Ooh. Anyways, but that goes into this other story. I'm sorry. It took me a while to get to that one. But let me tell this one real quick. So we go that same month, and it was towards Halloween. And so that time we went at night. And so the girls were like, yes, we really want to go to Fright Fest. Kid and I were like, we really want to go to Fright Fest. We really want to go to Fright Fest. And so at that time, I was like, you know, my mom was like, you know what? You drive. You take my car, and y'all go there. And so that day, it was just crazy. So we left my house at like 6. It only takes us about like 10 minutes to get there, but the traffic was so bad. Do y'all remember the traffic that day? It was terrible.
It was horrible.
It was terrible. I think they had something going on, you know, in that area. I think at the AT&T Stadium or whatever. So we were over there, right? It usually takes us like 10, maybe 15 minutes to get to Six Flags. It took us, the traffic was so bad. We were on, we were just on the freeway. We were just literally sitting there for like an hour. It was just terrible. But anyways, we got into the park finally. Everybody was there, was packed with flight. I think that day was Bring a Friend Free to Fright Fest or something, because, oh my gosh, it was so many people there. We were waiting in line for like 30 minutes. Usually it doesn't take us that long, but we got it. Finally got inside the park. So my heart starts beating. I'm like, come on, y'all. Like, let's hurry up. Let's ride a couple of rides and let's leave, y'all. When I look back and I tell other people this, I'm so embarrassed because it was just real. It was just sad. So I believe at the time I'm the only one that has a phone, right? Did y'all have a phone at the time? Do y'all remember?
No, we didn't have a phone.
Okay, Riley had a phone. I don't think, and maybe Kenzie had a phone. Kenzie's phone always stays dead, y'all. Do y'all have a cousin or
never
do y'all
charged.
Have a sibling and they phone always stays dead?
The opposite
how does
of me
phone,
and my sister.
Especially if I say, hey, we're going somewhere, it's just like, you know you need your phone. Come on, like, come on. We got to keep up with the program. Just in case anything happens, you got to go to the bathroom. I'm like, hey, you go into the bathroom, we waiting in line for, you know, the pandemonium ride. While you're using the bathroom, we are in line, so, you know, just meet us at the pandemonium. We're not outside the bathroom, you know. We don't want you walking around the entire park wondering where we are or where we are. You just have your phone. Anyway, so tell me why. We walk into the park. We're walking around. It's kind of hazy because there's a lot, like, there's not a lot of smoke, but you can tell there's, you know, there was smoke on both sides. So we were like, okay, where do we go? Where do y'all want to ride? So we were going to ride the pandemonium. So that was to our right. So we walk into the park and go to our right. And if y'all know, if y'all haven't been to Six Flags in a while, it's kind of the same little setup. They have a funnel cake shop. And it's like funnel cake and ice cream, just, you know, dessert. And so, you know, we see this rock band and we see, you know, there's this big pumpkin statue in the front. And so we're walking to our right. We're walking. All of a sudden, like out of nowhere, a clown runs up to Destiny Brown. I don't know if it runs up to, I don't remember who it runs. There was somebody in front of us. There was a group of people.
I don't remember
in front
a clown
us.
Running up to you.
It was definitely a clown. It was definitely a clown. Because I remember seeing the clown. I remember we were just like, we were walking. I guess. I didn't think the scary, like, you know, people were jumping up, you know, and running after you so, you know, close to the entrance. I thought, you know, you at least had to get, you know, a little bit past. No, we were actually, you know what, never mind. We were past the funnel cake area. We were towards the pandemonium. Oh, I'm trying to describe.
Why going up to the clown?
So there's a gift shop, and then there's this indoor ride, if y'all know how Six Flags is set up. So there's a gift shop, there's this indoor ride, and then there's the pandemonium. It's a red and black ride. It's one of the closest rides to the entrance of the park. And so we get there. We are walking and we see, we saw the clown to our, I saw the clown to my left. But it was just chilling. And all of a sudden, that thing runs up to me And Kennedy, Destiny, and Riley go three different directions. We were.
There was people in front of me.
The clown was too close to me. I didn't care where Kennedy and Riley were. I was like, every man for himself at this point, because I ran towards. I don't even know where Kennedy and Riley went, honestly. And I really, in the back of my head, I'm like, you know what? I probably should have grabbed them. Not grabbed them, but, like, seen where they went. Everybody just dispersed. Kennedy went one way. Riley went another way. I didn't know where they went. I was waiting by the gift shop for about 10, 15 minutes. And I was like, I think I called Riley, or I don't think I knew that she had her phone. But I was just waiting, and I just didn't. We didn't know what to do. We were looking at each other. We were like, do we get a funnel cake? Do we get some ice cream? Do we leave? Like, we haven't even made it to the first ride yet. And so if you go deeper into the park, you know, the more, you know, they had smoke where the pandemonium was, the ride that we wanted to ride. And we were like, well, we can't do that because we're barely going to get on the ride. And also with Fright Fest, you know, they can scare you in the lines, and you can have the actors on the ride with you. See, Destiny doesn't do good with that. So, do y'all remember what we ended up doing? I just remember us. I remember running, and I remember, I think I dropped all my money. I mean, it was like some coins. It wasn't much, because we got to see the path. But, like, I just remember everything in my hand dropped. Everything was out of my hand because I don't know. It's like, Destiny, what was the clown going to do? Like, obviously, it's just scaring me. But we were also, that thing was like running like Usain Bolt track star. I don't know what they're putting in these actors, you know, I don't know what they're putting in their food or in their drinks. But, baby, the way that clown was running at me, well, the people in front of us. And I was kind of right behind the people in front of us. I was in the middle, and it was Ken and Rye to the sides of me. And so I go to the back. We just dispersed. It was sad. So basically we stayed there for 15 minutes. We rode two rides.
I think we rode the conquistador and that Mexican hat.
There wasn't as many. I mean, it was like, you know, they have like spooky music and decorations, but it wasn't a lot of scary stuff. If that was scary stuff, I would have been like, okay, guys, I know we've only been here for 5 minutes, and we didn't get to do absolutely anything. But I told them when we were at the funnel cake place, I said, y'all, we're not going to make it. We're not going to be able to enjoy ourselves if every 5 minutes a clown is running after me. That's just not going to happen. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to explain that story because it reminded me of Six Flags. And I'm just, even though, you know, it's not the summertime. I mean, it is the summertime and not, you know, not Halloween. It was just, that was a scary time. But all right, I'm sorry. I know we need to get to Kennedy's hot takes. Kennedy, what do you have for us
now? It
was
Kennedy's rant.
To explain that story, y'all. But what do you have for us today, Ken?
Okay, so what I have for you today is I'm going to lay out everything for you. So all the things that happened in 2020, which is pretty much COVID, and a lot of people are losing their jobs, and the whole country pretty much had to shut down, and, like, everything was shut down. We had to go into, like, quarantine and all because, like, this disease, the COVID disease, was, like, new to us. So we didn't really know, like, what to do. But President Trump said we all had to quarantine because there's a deadly disease. And so everything shut down, especially school, which was the best thing ever because school shut down.
Hallelujah.
Y'all,
but then we had to do online school. We had to, which was okay at first because we did get to sleep in and all, but still we had to do online school, and a whole lot of people started dying from that deadly disease. And it was, but I think what the saddest part of COVID was that a lot of people lost their jobs and were getting evicted from their home. I think that was the most saddest part of that ever happened in COVID, and especially a lot of people losing their family members, and a lot of and when people were getting married and all, and having like babies, they had to cancel that too. They had to cancel weddings and probably like baby showers and all, and people couldn't be around their family. And I think that was
right.
The most saddest part. Guys, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think.
man, 2020 has taught us a lot. The last time we were actually doing the show, we were, I think school was over. I think it was around this time last year. So school was over, but, you know, we got to reflect on, you know, what had happened. Like, I remember
and,
for me.
Seeing, and I feel bad for the seniors also because they couldn't have a prom and they didn't have a graduation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally get it. I mean, shout out to the class of 2020 and 2021. My cousin, big shout out to Kylan Green. He graduated from Louisville High School. Congratulations, Kylan Green. We love you so much. And also my friend Emily, she graduated from, ooh, Lord, I forgot her school's name. I forgot her school's name. But shout out to my friend Emily. We love you so much. Congratulations to the both of you on graduating. I know this has been a really hard year, a really hard semester. Shout out to all my 2020 graduates out there. We are so proud of you. You have endured so much. And, yeah, y'all deserve the best. I know, especially if you're a high school student going into college, you did not expect, you know, what this, you know, year had in store. But you pushed through and you did it. And hopefully next year is a lot better for you and your entire class. And shout out to the college graduates out there. Man, you endured your last year in a global pandemic and you made it through. That's absolutely awesome. And even though the pandemic, you know, is, you know, I wouldn't say not as bad because it's still, you know, there's still, you know, bad numbers out there, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel with the vaccinations. Have you ladies gotten vaccinated?
No.
No, you know what, y'all? I'm thinking about getting vaccinated. I'm thinking about it. I know some of the people in our family have gotten vaccinated, and I was talking to some friends, and they got vaccinated, and they said that their arms were sore, that they said that they were okay, and I'm like, you know what, should I get the vaccine? Should I not get the vaccine? Y'all let me know on WeTalkRadio.com. Should Destiny or should all of us, all three of us?
No.
Nope. Well, I think.
Don't
ladies,
include
can
me
y'all
in nothing
vaccine?
Involving a needle.
I know how you are with needles, Miss Rye. Ooh, Lord of mercy.
Nothing involving the needle. No, thank you. No, thank you. No,
Lord
thank
of mercy. You will scream at the top of your lungs.
Oh, Jesus, don't remind me.
You will scream at the top of your lungs. The ladies, are y'all qualified? Do y'all know if y'all can get the vaccine? I thought it was 16 and older.
I heard that you can get it for free.
I thought it was any age.
The first time.
Well, I think I don't think little kids can get it, like elementary school kids, or maybe they can. I remember the last update I remember is them saying 16 and older can get it, but maybe other, you know, y'all, maybe y'all can, I mean, y'all are right below 16, but maybe y'all can get it too. I don't know for sure. Maybe it's 12 and up now.
16 in a few months, so.
You are. Are you excited to be 16?
Actually, I am.
It's 12 and up, guys. It's 12 and up.
Oh,
12 and up.
All right, 12 and up.
Did you look it up?
Well, do your research. If you're 12 and up or, you know, if you already got the vaccine, hit us up on We Talk Radio and let us know how you felt afterwards because even though Destiny is 21, I'm still scared of needles to this day. The last time, when I get an IV in my arm, the doctors or the nurses say I overreact. But, I mean, I don't cry. I'm just like, ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Lord.
I scream. I'm 15 and I scream in my lungs. I had to go get my blood drawn. And they were supposed to give me a butterfly needle. My mom went to go ask, but they said that they were out of butterfly needles. So my mom, she came back and she said, when they get in here, don't ask about nothing. Mind you, I didn't know that they were out of butterfly needles. So when it was time for me to get the needle injection.
Needles, like baby needles?
Yes, that is the smallest needle there is.
Jeez.
Really?
When I get needles, I
squint a bit.
See, y'all, when I get my blood drawn, I feel like the whole side of my body is limp. Like last year, I was getting my blood drawn. So I was getting my blood drawn. And they couldn't. They were like, ma'am, we can't find a vein, so we're just going to do your finger. I said, oh, no. There's a vein right here in my other arm. I was hitting the mess out of my arm. I was like, see, y'all see that? Y'all see that vein right there on the left? The left. Please. They were about to stick, y'all, if they would have stuck that needle in my finger.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Cindy. I cut you off. You go ahead and talk
about
it. It's
all right. It's fine. But I decided to be 16, and all the 16 girls out there, I'm excited because I'm going to have my first sweet 16 and just have all my family there with me. I think I'm going to be excited for that.
So you want a big
2 years until college.
Do you want a big sweet 16?
I want like a big sweet 16. I want like a whole big one. I like I'll probably just have like a house party, probably like that.
Okay, house party. Like what I had for my 21st birthday?
Oh, probably, yeah. I was gonna think. I was thinking of like Libra theme, like my zodiac sign.
A Libra theme.
Yeah, I'm gonna be blue and white.
Y'all are amazing. Shout out to all the Libras, except for Ken.
And
Ken is being a hot mess. A Libra theme. Who? I want. Does anybody have?
What is wrong with the Libra theme?
What's
wrong with that? I'm trying to be creative.
There's nothing wrong. I guess it's just like out of. Like, you know, maybe like a TikTok theme, but like a Libra theme?
Oh, God,
I like,
no.
What do with that?
TikTok is like black, white, blue, and red, right?
It's like
no
a teal, a black, white, teal, and red.
Yeah.
I mean, we can probably have like, I guess
I would just take
song.
Blue and white.
I don't know. Has anybody ever
Libra
had a Libra
on it, like Libra blue?
At 16? That's like me saying, oh, yeah, I want to have a Pisces party and everybody have on the Pisces sign.
Jesus
like,
is
what?
A Pisces? Jesus is a Pisces?
You said Jesus is a Pisces?
No, Jesus is not a Pisces. He
I was
died.
Like, well, I thought. Go ahead.
He was born on Christmas. That's right. I think he's a Capricorn.
All right. So, okay.
But what's wrong with the Pisces thing? What's wrong with the zodiac sign theme?
It's just at 16 though. Like, what is that? What?
At
I guess what? 16, I'm just thinking
when
of
a girl becomes
like,
a woman.
Will we just have
what
the Libra sign everywhere?
And when a girl becomes
no,
a woman,
it won't be
the
Libra sign.
Look,
I have
mercy.
Libra maybe we should get back
okay,
on
so,
topic.
Okay, you're so creative. What do you think my theme should be?
I think you should do a TikTok theme. I think that'll be super cute.
No.
But I mean, it's your birthday. It's whatever you want to do. I'm just thinking when it comes to decorations, how would Libra play? Because, like, think about it. When you have a theme, like, that goes, like, if it wasn't for, you know, if I would have had a bigger 21st birthday party, my theme was 2000. So you can do, you know, games around that. You can do your decorations around that. You can do, you know, costumes. You know, you can dress up around that. You can wear the billboard tracksuits, the Air Force One. Like with a Libra theme, what are we going to wear? Blue?
Yes.
Like, what
the theme is blue and white.
Okay. All right. Hey, get with mom and get with your mom and, you know, ask your mom. Because I don't know how we would do that. I guess, like, everything would just be the Libra sign, right? It's like,
no, not everything would be a Libra sign. It would also be,
yeah,
okay,
but it's
so
a Libra
it's like
thing.
A cloud is white. So think of the sky. Think of, like, clouds. And think of things that are white. Lamps, chairs, cups.
Okay, all right. Y'all get your girl, Ken. Somebody get her because what in the world is a Libra thing? Did anybody else have a zodiac themed party? And what did you do with that? I feel like that's very, it's very like,
what
you
about
know,
a Gemini theme? I think a Gemini theme is cute. Like purple
no.
and pink, purple and pink.
Don't bring
what
up
Gemini.
What
is a Gemini theme?
Shout out to all the Geminis
out
there.
Here.
Lord have mercy. All right. Well, Kennedy, is that all for your hot takes? Or is that all for your rant?
Actually, I have some more. Black Lives Matter protest. So, Breonna, if any of you guys don't know who Breonna Taylor is actually she is a pretty woman. I'm just going to say that. She's a pretty black queen. I'm just going to put that out there. Beautiful black queen. But she did die March 13th, 2020. She died last year from a white officer. She was shot. I think, what's this shot? Six?
times, I think. I don't know. But I think she was shot in her apartment on March 13th, and it was really sad because she pretty much bled to death. I know it's TMI, but she did. But they did do a protest for her. They did a protest for her, and I think it's really sad because she was innocent and she did nothing wrong, actually.
Right.
Because
absolutely.
Like she had a boyfriend that was selling drugs, but the boyfriend was already in jail, and so they went over there, which was pretty much a stupid reason to go over her house to check to see if she had other drugs. Well, if she had drugs at her house, and so then. The police officer said that they knocked, but they didn't think they did. Because a lot of people said they didn't hear any knocking. And they did say that I think the chief of police, the government, someone said that the police officers are always right, which is pretty much not okay. But, and so they went over to her house, and they didn't knock, and I don't think they had a warrant. And they just burst into the door, and so the boyfriend, she had a boyfriend at the time, I think he got up, and I think he had his gun in his hand, and I think he shot first, and she shot first, and then the police officer just started, like, fire. They just bullets were going everywhere in the walls and the chair. And
wow.
And I don't think the boyfriend. It's so weird. The boyfriend did not get hurt at all. But Breonna Taylor, she got shot. I think she got shot four times because a bunch of bullets were going everywhere, and so she got shot as well.
It's so crazy that in this time, you know, we still have to say justice for Breonna Taylor, but. I'm praying that, you know, we still seek justice for her. I know they have an act or a bill in her name for her. So I think that's great progress, but I think there's definitely more that needs to be talked about in that case. But thank you so much, Kennedy, for your rant. Everybody give Ken a round of applause. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We're going to come back, and we're going to do Riley's hot takes. And my debacles, y'all, I'm talking about some late Father's Day gifts because some of y'all I know y'all out there, it's Juneteenth, and y'all are out there at them parades, and y'all need to be getting a gift for your dad or your father figure or whoever is a great father, you know, whoever is a great dad in your life or a father figure in your life. So y'all need to get them some gifts. I got some late ideas for you because I know y'all haven't gone anywhere. Y'all are looking at that watch. In Walmart, y'all were looking at something on Amazon, and y'all didn't see it. But guess what? Yesterday was payday. Let's get it going. But we'll be right back, y'all. We got some songs for y'all. DJ, can you play Goosebumps by T. Scott? That's what I'm vibing with right now. That's what I'm vibing with. We'll be right back, y'all. Ken and Rod Show on We Talk Radio.
What is your favorite youth show?
The Ken and Rod Show.
Woo!
Yeah. 7:30 in the night. Ooh, ooh. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time. I need to Heimlich. Throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yo. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. 713 through the 281, yeah, I'm riding. Why they on me? Why they on me? I'm flying, zipping low key.
I'm zipping low key in Onyx, find a rider. When I'm pulling up right beside you, pop star Lil Mariah. When I take skit game wireless, throw a sack on the Bible. Never Snapchat or took Molly. She fall through plenty, her and all her guineas. Yeah, we at the top floor right there off Doheny. Yeah, oh no, I can't fuck with y'all. Yeah, when I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Yeah, tossing in the city, don't get misinformed. Yeah, they gon' pull up on you. Yeah, we gon' do some things you can't relate. Yeah, cause we from a place you cannot stay. Or you can't go, or I don't know. Or back the fuck up all the...
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time, I need the Heimlich. Throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
I wanna press my line, yeah. I wanna press my. I wanna green light, I wanna be like. I wanna press my line, yeah. I wanna take that ride, yeah. I'm gonna press my line. I wanna green light, I wanna be like. I wanna press my. Mama dear, spare your feelings. I'm reliving moments, feeling more residual.
I can buy the building, burn the building, take it, rebuild the building just some more.
I can justify my love for you and touch the sky, forgot to stop the beating wall.
Die for.
Peter Piper, pick the peppers. I can pick your brain and put your heart together. We depart the shady parts and party hard. The diamond sure the cool forever. My best shot just might shoot forever like.
I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. You come around, yeah. You ease my mind, you make everything feel fine. Worry about those comments, I'm way too numb, yeah. It's way too dumb, yeah.
I get those goosebumps every time, I need the Heimlich. Throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time, yeah. When you're not around, when you throw that to the side, yeah. I get those goosebumps every time.
Tune in to the Friday Night Hype with DB every Friday at 7 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Aww,
tune in,
Rod. I love that. That was so cool. Thank you.
Welcome back to the book.
That was awesome. Oh, my gosh. That was us when we were kids.
Welcome back to the Kenan Ross Show.
That sounds so sweet. Was that you?
That was both of us.
It was both of y'all?
That was us, Ken. Yeah, that was Ken first, and then Kennedy talked right
welcome
after.
Welcome back to the Ken and Ross Show on We Talk Radio.
Okay, yeah, then, that now
was,
that's me.
Ken. That was definitely Ken. That was you?
No, that was Ken. That was Ken, you're right.
No, that was me.
Yeah, that was
definitely
Ken.
Okay, I was like, wait a minute now. That's crazy. Y'all, if y'all been here with us OG day one, y'all hit up the We Talk. What should they comment on the We Talk Radio website if they've watched us since, like, y'all can just say, y'all flood it and be like, we the OGs. The OGs are
OG
here.
OG members.
OG members. There we go. Y'all put OG members in the chat for WeTalkRadio.com. Head over there and comment OG. Say it again, Riley. OG members.
OG members.
Yes. Y'all been listening. Some of y'all have been listening to us for a long time, and we just want to say thank you so much. We appreciate you guys listening to us, growing up with us. Man, do y'all remember how old y'all were when y'all did that?
I want to say 6, 7.
What? Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Because I believe we started the show in 2000.
I thought it was 11 when we started. No, we weren't that young. I mean, old.
Thanks
for calling me old.
Well, if you're old and I'm old, so why would I call you old if I'm not?
We started in 2010 with the Ken and Ryan Show, or 2011. So I was either like 10 or 11. So y'all would have been like 7.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
no, seven, I remember of the Ken and Ryan Show.
You probably would have been 7. I probably would have been 6.
6? Yeah. That's crazy.
She probably would have been 7. I probably would have been 6. Yeah.
That is crazy. But we are back, y'all. Y'all know I love me some Travis Scott. I wish I could go to one of his concerts. I love that Goosebumps song, especially with my boy Kendrick Lamar. Absolutely awesome. I love that song. But we are back on the Ken and Rye Show. And Riley, go ahead and take it away with your hot takes.
All right. So I'm just going to say this real fast. Ever since I was younger, I've always wanted just to help. My main priority focusing, because I didn't know a lot, was child abduction. But as I got older, I started getting into more, like, domestic violence and sexual assault victims. I started getting more into reading about that and how I can help. But on today's show, my topic is I'm going to be talking about child abduction. And I know most of you probably already know a lot about that, but I'm just going to go back and say a few basics. Around 8 million children are missing or reported missing each year around the world. That is a lot of children, people in general. 8 million, that's not that much money, but I don't. A lot of those 8 million children can either be family abduction. 8,750, or 90% of the parents are parent abductions. Basically, family abduction is someone who's abducted, children abducted by their parents. And first of all, why would you want to abduct your own kid? That doesn't really make any sense to me. If you didn't win custody, you didn't win custody. As simple as that. 3% is a non-family abduction, which basically means is the child either knows the adult or they don't know the adult. It's just a non-family, you know. And then 6 to 7% are runaways. So that's children who ran away from their family because of many reasons. It could be because they're not getting the attention they need, the love they need, or their parents just don't like them and they don't feel like they're wanted. And then another 6 or 7% are throwaways or lost children, where parents either lose their children in shopping marts, yes, or they throw their children away because they just don't want them. And honestly, I don't understand that. So as I was looking, I was reading through a lot of stuff yesterday about missing abductions, and I came across this. It is an article about a little boy named Ethan Patz. On October 9th, 1972, May 25th, 1979, was an American boy who was 6 years old. On May 25th, 1979, when he disappeared on his way to school, a shop in Soho neighborhood of Lower Manhattan. His disappearance helped launch the missing children movement, which is amazing because we needed that a long time ago. And I just want to say thank you to the people who helped launch this. Thank you. His disappearance helped launch the missing children movement, which included new legislation and new methods for tracking down missing children. Several years after he disappeared, Patz was one of the first children to be profiled on the photo of a milk carton campaigns of the early 1980s. In 1983, President Ronald Reagan designated May 25th, the anniversary of Ethan's disappearance, as National Missing Children's Day in the United States. How do you guys feel about that? I just want to get you guys' attention on this. Did you guys know that there was a national day for Ethan Patz, his disappearance?
No, I did not. Yeah, that's crazy. It's so crazy how that, you know,
even out of a sad circumstance, it birthed something that's needed. And it's crazy because I feel like that happens, you know, with a lot of things. But especially in this situation, it's so crazy how, you know, the disappearance of the young boy made him, you know, or there was a movement created out of that, or organization created out of that. And before we move on, I wanted to, y'all, I'm so sorry about nose.
Let me breathe in real quick. Whew. All right. I wanted to share with you guys the Texas Abuse Hotline. So you can go to the Texas Abuse Hotline online, or you can call in by phone, 1-800-252-5400. Again, 1-800-252-5400 to report any kind of abuse, neglect, or exploitation that you're facing.
And, Des, I'm just going to top on what you said. I know a lot of people might be scared to actually report this abuse, but I'm going to be completely honest with you. If you don't report it now, it's just going to get a lot worse, and it could lead to things like death or physical damage that you can never recover from. And I know you might be scared, but it's better to at least try than not just sit back and do nothing. So, if, guys, please, if you are being and see something wrong, or if you know something is wrong, please just call out for help. There are people who actually want to help you guys.
Absolutely, you're totally right. And really quickly, I'm going to report the national hotline for our listeners outside of Texas. The National Center for Missing Children and Exploited Children's Cyber Tip Line is 1-800-843-5678. Again, 1-800-843-5678. So, yeah, you guys reach out to that number if you need help, or you see someone that needs help, or you know someone that needs help, because this definitely has to, you know, that has to be an end to child exploitation, child abuse, and missing children. It's just so sad.
It's horrible.
It is. Really.
Yep.
Well, that was Riley's
Hot Takes and horrible.
That was Riley's Hot Takes for today. Thank you guys so much for listening to my Hot Takes. I can't wait till next Saturday to share with you guys about a different topic.
All right. Thank you so much, Riley. That was awesome. You guys, we are learning so many new things on the show. We talked about COVID-19, Black Lives Matter, specific Breonna Taylor case, and we talked about this missing organization. Riley, plug the organization one more time so we can check it out.
Organization?
Yes, the organization you were just talking about for the missing children.
I didn't say an organization.
Did you not? I apologize. Can you repeat what you said, the missing children, is it not an organization? I thought it was an organization that
they shouldn't have.
Oh, did you mean the National Children's Missing Day?
Yes. Is there, and you said that was an organization that was, so was it just the missing day, or was it an organization that's also with the missing day? I apologize.
No, you're fine. It was, in 1983, President Ronald Reagan, he designated May 25th, the anniversary of Ethan's disappearance, as National Children's Missing Day in the United States.
Gotcha. I apologize for getting that wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
I'll listen in a little bit more. Thank you so much for clarifying that for us. Thank you.
No problem.
Well, for me. Thank you very much. Alrighty, but yes, guys, if I'm going to say the national hotline one more time. It's 1-800-843-5678. Again, 1-800-843-5678. And the Texas Abuse Hotline is 1-800-252-5400. Again, 1-800-252-5400. And that is the Texas Abuse Hotline. And you can also contact them online at the Texas Abuse Hotline. Thank you, Riley, so much for your hot takes. We'll be right back, y'all, with an amazing I'm going to actually explain what Juneteenth is for everybody that doesn't know, and then we're going to talk about a movie that we watched, ladies, called Fatherhood on Netflix featuring Kevin Hart. We watched it together, and we really enjoyed it. And then I'll get into the last-minute Father's Day gift on Destiny's Debacle. DJ, you know what? Let me go through the playlist real quick. Let me go through this playlist, see what we got. Let's see what we got. What do y'all think I should play for the people? What do y'all think I should play? Let's do Rise Up by Andra Day. Actually, you know what? That's a perfect segue. You guys, June isn't just Pride Month, PTSD Awareness Month. It is also Black Music Month. Shout out to all the amazing Black artists out there. We love you, no matter if you're an underground artist, or you don't have a label, you're an independent artist, or if you're a big-time artist and you are,
just thriving out there. Or, you know, you're hustling and working to become an amazing artist. We appreciate you. We appreciate your music. And actually, I was going to highlight Miss Andra Day. She was born Cassandra Monique Batty on December 30th, 1984. And she's professionally known as Andra Day. And we're going to be playing her song, Rise Up. She's an American singer, songwriter, and actress. I recently just watched her music. Just watched her movie, The United States versus Billie Holiday. Y'all, if y'all don't know Billie Holiday, she's an amazing singer and songwriter. She is, she's just an amazing singer and songwriter. And Andra Day portrayed her in a movie on Hulu called The United States versus Billie Holiday. It is rated R or rated MA. So, you know, for the kiddos out there, you know, or for the adults out there, you might want to watch it with, you know, you can watch it with your kiddos. It is, you know, rated R, rated MA. But it's a great movie. You guys should, you know, tune in or and check it out. Or you should just, if you can't watch the movie, listen to Billie Holiday's music. Her music described the pain and the struggles of black people at the time when it came to lynching and race riots and race relations, you know, just the black experience as a whole, the black woman experience. She had amazing love ballads and love songs that we all love. And, yeah, Miss Andra Day portrayed her. And if you want to watch her movie for the adults out there or, you know, the people, you know, that can watch it, it is called The United States versus Billie Holiday on Hulu. I watched it, you know, right when it came out. It is an amazing, amazing movie. But this is Rise Up by Andra Day. Happy Black Music History Month, y'all. We'll be right back on We Talk Radio.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we're gonna walk it out, and ooh, mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I do it 1,000 times again. And I'll rise up, I'll like the waves, I'll rise up, in spite of the ache, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 Silence is a quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid. I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. For you, for you, for you. For that we have each other. In spite of the age, I will rise,
1,000 times again. And we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise up. In spite of the ache, we'll rise up. And we'll do it 1,000 times again. To you. To you. To you.
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on WeTalk Radio.
Welcome back to the Kenan Ross Show.
Wow, what a bong. Ladies, really quickly, I performed to that song. I've danced to that song many, many times, and I've heard it so much over, ever since it came out. I don't remember when exactly it came out, but I've just heard it so many times since I would say I was about, since, I think it came out in 2015. And so ever since then, I've heard it so many times. And every time I hear that song, it always puts me, you know, in a good place. It always puts me in a motivated place. Even though the song is, I would say it's, the tone of her voice is somber. It's such a beautiful message. So what do y'all think about the song? When you hear the song Rise Up, or, you know, when we just listened to it, you know, it's Juneteenth, it's Father's Day. But specifically with Juneteenth, how do y'all feel about that? How does that song make y'all feel?
Gave me the motivation to rise up.
Amen. How does it make you feel, Ken?
It was so powerful just to rise up and not listen to anyone else. Just keep going. Just rise up. Just if, like, when someone says something mean to you, or like if someone puts you down, is it going to make you bitter, or is it going to make you better?
I like that. That's really, really good. I like that. Bitter or better? Are you going to be bitter, or are you going to be better? Let's take that to this week. You know, some people, you know, they might be getting on your nerves. It might be, you know, your family members. It might be your friends. It might be your coworkers. It might be your boss, or, you know, just anybody else, you know, just random people. I know people can be rude and, you know, nasty these days. But we also have to choose the higher road. We always have to rise up. Like Michelle Obama says, when they go low, we go high. I love that. I love that song, Rise Up. Shout out to Andra Day. She is absolutely amazing. Shout out to all the amazing black artists. Like I said, it is, June is Black Music History Month. And yeah, so y'all, speaking of rising up, today is Juneteenth. I am so excited. A lot of people do not know what Juneteenth is. Let me give you a little, you know, synopsis of it. So slavery did not end with the Emancipation Proclamation with Abraham Lincoln. It didn't end with the Civil War. It ended with the Union soldiers that came and invaded Galveston, Texas. So the last enslaved people in our country were in Galveston, Texas, and Union soldiers invaded, you know, all of Galveston, Texas, on June 19th, 1865, and that is why today we celebrate the liberation of all slaves, the liberation of the true abolishment of slavery, and yeah, that's why Juneteenth is, you know, that's why we celebrate Juneteenth, that's why Juneteenth is a holiday. And actually yesterday, June 17th of 2021, President Joe Biden signed a bill that makes Juneteenth a federal holiday, y'all. It is a federal holiday.
Woo!
Everybody in the country can celebrate Juneteenth. And yeah, I believe my mom was off work yesterday because Joe Biden signed that bill. So that is just absolutely amazing. That is so much progress. And the young, or the very young, very beautiful Miss Opal Lee was a big, big contributor to that. Miss Opal Lee is a activist, and she is also a soror of the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She is my soror, Miss Soror Lee, Opal Lee, truly amazing. She had a march to make Juneteenth, a march to D.C. to make Juneteenth a holiday, pressuring congressmen and women and House representatives to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. And it happened yesterday, like I said, Joe Biden signed that, passed that bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. Well, that is absolutely amazing, ladies. Isn't that just awesome?
It's wonderful. Absolutely amazing.
Absolutely wonderful. Except it was my soror. That's my soror. That's my soror right there. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But yeah, I'm so excited to be celebrating Juneteenth, and also it is Father's Day. It's Father's Day, or Father's Day weekend. Tomorrow's Father's Day.
It's tomorrow.
So, ladies, we watched this movie called Fatherhood on Netflix with Kevin Hart. How was that? Did y'all like it?
I liked it.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I always thought that all Kevin Hart movies were going to be funny. Even though this was a really good movie, I thought it was going to be a funny movie. Even though it was a really good movie.
Oh! I mean, there were some funny moments. Did you see the trailer?
Yeah,
I saw the trailer. You could tell by the trailer. Well, you could tell, but I think, maybe it's me. I could tell by the trailer it was more of a serious movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's
just
a lot of single dads out there.
Perfect timing. They released it the day before Juneteenth, and they released it, Father's Day weekend. It was just perfect. It was a mostly black cast. It was, young, and we just don't see a lot of black. I don't think I've ever seen them, a black. Well, I saw Daddy Daycare, but shout out to everybody that's watched Daddy Daycare. Do y'all remember what the movie Daddy Daycare with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I remember that.
And Regina King?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That was the only one where I saw, a black. I mean, there was probably others, but just from my childhood growing up, I think that was one of the only movies where I saw a black dad, a black family, and, a diversity of, in a movie when it comes to talking about fatherhood and being the dad and all that stuff. I'm going, I think this weekend is a good weekend to watch Daddy Daycare. Man, I missed that movie. But Fatherhood by Kevin Hart, it's on Netflix. If you guys have Netflix, it's an amazing movie. Me, Ken, and Rye watched it earlier today, and it was absolutely amazing. I loved it. It was black. It was beautiful. It was heartfelt. There were some sad moments. There were some funny moments. There were some just beautiful moments. And I just thought it was a great movie. I thought it really captured being the father side of parenthood. And, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was absolutely awesome. What was y'all's favorite part of the movie?
Riley, you want to go
first? Without spoilers, what was your favorite part? I know, that's a little hard, but.
Yeah.
Okay, can you go first? So I like the part when they were in the haunted house and Kevin Hart punched the clown when he popped out. That was my favorite part.
Yes, yeah. That was funny. They had a daddy-daughter day where they went to a carnival and he got punched. Kevin Hart punched the clown.
Because they're in the haunted house.
Black people in haunted houses, it just don't mix. Somebody always gets hurt. It doesn't mix. Somebody always gets hurt. Am I lying or am I lying? Am I lying or am I right?
No, you're not lying. You're telling the truth.
You're lying.
No, you're lying. But, Riley, what was your favorite part?
I think I like Poker Sunday. That was definitely my favorite part.
Poker Sunday.
Yes, I like really Poker. Nice. That was
perfect. Yeah, I thought that was really, really nice. I believe my favorite part is when he always just kind of came in and he, rescued her. I think that was just so
I think that was so beautiful, like just seeing he was always there. Like he was very, what do you call it? I wouldn't want to say like overprotective, but he was very
attentive.
He was very attentive and he was very free spirited around her. Like he didn't, you know, when he got mad with her, he didn't, you know, raise his voice. And obviously, you know, it's not real life, you know, because I mean, I don't know if he would have, you know, cussed her out or whatever. I mean, it was also PG-13. So. But when he got mad at her, he was, you know, controlling. It was just a different perspective of, you know, I guess the stereotypical black father, what you would see in movies. And I've never seen the that relationship on screen with a black father with a daughter. I've never seen it with, you usually see it, you know, with a black father and his sons, or, you know, it's a big family, but just a black father, you know, one kid, one daughter. You don't really see that a lot in movies. So it was just nice to see that. And it was, you know, it was nice to see how, you know, his friends were really supportive and they were funny and stuff like that. So, I mean,
supportive is an understatement.
Would you say?
Yeah.
I said supportive is an understatement.
Yeah, they were very, very involved with her. You know, they didn't, you know, say like, oh, you know, daddy's over here and, you know, he was always, I loved how they showed how he was in, they were, you know, with each other almost all the time. And he incorporated her in little stuff like Poker Sunday. Like he would hang out.
Yeah,
so
how
he over the daughter was there. The daughter was there. I just loved how they were always together, and you know they kind of you know grew up together, which I thought was really beautiful.
That was
but
amazing.
But what were you saying? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Were you? Oh, Kennedy. Yeah. Kennedy said something, and I was talking, and I think I cut off.
I just liked how he was how he involved her and didn't leave her out. He and how Maddie, the daughter, got to know his friends and all.
Yeah, that was really
yeah.
cool. I liked that. Yeah, that was really cool. So, but y'all check out Fatherhood on Netflix. It's with Kevin Hart and Lil Rel, and I believe her name is Alfred. I don't know her last name. But there's so many great actors and actresses in this movie. It's black. It's beautiful. It's amazing. It's a good movie to watch with your kids. And my dad laughs. Usually my dad doesn't laugh at, like, you know, little stuff. But it's hard to make him laugh. But, you know, Kevin Hart is a jokester. There's comedians in there. So there's always, you know, going to be some type of laughter in there and some type of joke. But it was a great, great, great movie. You might want to bring your tissues. There were some times where Rod cried a little bit. Did y'all cry?
I tried to hold back the tears. I tried.
Yeah, I was holding back my tears on some parts. Some parts where, like, you wouldn't even think, like, to cry, but it's like, man, it's crazy. Y'all understand more, you know, once you watch the movie. But, yeah, that's just that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. But, yeah, you know what? Y'all, I'm going to wrap it up with our last-minute gift. Y'all know it is Father's Day. I know some of y'all haven't even thought about getting a gift. Lord, have mercy. But, y'all, this is the year of tech. Y'all can get so many tech things this year. There's so many things that, you know, discounted for dads. But I'm going to run through some lists of some things. I'm going to just tech first, and then I'm going to do, you know, some other things. Obviously, you know, don't you know, get your dad just, you know, a regular old tie. You can go to JCPenney's, Macy's, maybe Marshalls or Ross, TJ Maxx. If you're on a budget, sis, that's okay. You can get them. Beautiful. If you do get them a tie, get them a shirt, a nice shirt to go with it. You know? Get them a nice, you know, workout gear. Everybody's trying to work out. Everybody is trying to, you know, get in shape. Get, you know, some people got the dad buds. We love the dad buds over here. Do y'all like dad buds? We love the dad buds.
I'm more of a
we love
muscle
the
dad kind of guy. I'm like a person with abs and muscle.
Oh.
I like tattoos.
You guys got to have tattoos. Are we taking shots at dad? Does dad have a dad bod? Don't answer that question. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, y'all. Oh, Lord. But, hey, workout clothes, Nikes, Adidas, Under Armour, Puma. There's so many options out there. They have a lot of sales going on. So, yeah, let's get into some tech. They have the J-Labs
JLab Go Air wireless earbuds for $25, y'all. $25. Amazon has limitless options of these wireless earbuds. You can find those at Amazon or at your local electronics store. The Apple Watch Series 6 for $360. Y'all better get y'all's dads these smartwatches. You know that these Apple smartwatches are all the rage. Your dad would absolutely love it, or your father figure in your life would absolutely love it. You got a Fitbit, you know, maybe something a little cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
The Fitbit charges for a fitness watch for $100. That's a good deal, real good deal. You can find that at, you know, Walmart, your local electronics store, like Best Buy, Fry's, anything like that. There's so many other things, like the Tri-Bit Stormbox Bluetooth speaker. Y'all know how y'all's dads like to be vibing, especially with the cookouts coming soon. He's going to need a speaker. He's going to need a speaker. That's for $50. And I'm finding all these amazing, amazing gifts on Wired.com. Click these links, and you can go straight to where these gifts are available. So y'all hurry up and y'all get y'all's dad something. Also, guess what? Bath and Body Works, y'all. It's their semi-annual sale. Y'all get y'all's dad some smell good. Y'all know sometimes y'all's dads, you know, I mean, my dad bathes, amen. But some dads, they don't bathe every day. And they need a little spritz, spritz, a little lotion, lotion, a little body wash, body wash. And guess what? The body wash at Bath and Body Works, 3-for-1. You can wash your face with it. You can wash your hair. And you know, you can wash your face and your hair and, you know, your body with it. That's crazy. See, women have a 3-in-1. Men, y'all are blessed. Y'all get the 3-in-1, the 3-in-1 and done. Women, we got to have shampoo, conditioner for our hair. We got to have ointments and creams and face wash for our face. And then we got to have the regular lotion for our, you know, our bodies, and then we got to have some smell good lotion on top of the perfume, on top of the Vaseline.
Mm-hmm.
So much maintenance when it comes to women. But at Bath and Body Works, they got the 3-in-1. They have their semi-annual sale. So many sales they have. They have buy 3, get 2 free. And y'all, everything is $5.50. Y'all go tell your mama that. If she doesn't know what to get to dad, get dad some smell good. There's perfumes out there. I know Ulta, they have some really good perfumes for cheap and all that good stuff. But y'all, check out Wired.com, and they have all the last-minute Father's Day gift ideas. I wish I would have saw this sooner because I would have, you know, called my dad something else. But I think we got him some good gifts. I think we got him some real good gifts. Real good gifts. Hopefully he enjoys them. But, yeah, y'all, that's Destiny's debacle. Next time I'm going to have a situation. I know this time, you know, it wasn't really a debacle. I talked about Juneteenth, Black Music History Month. We talked about the amazing My Sorority Miss Opal Lee. And we talked about the Fatherhood movie on Netflix featuring Kevin Hart and the Wired.com last-minute holiday gifts for Father's Day. Last-minute gifts for Father's Day. Y'all check it out. So many amazing gifts on there. But real quick, we're going to pray out, and we're going to see y'all next Saturday. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Ken and Rye Show, and we will be back next time. God, thank you
Bye.
So much for this amazing show. We love you so much, and we thank you for all the weekend adventures. We'll see y'all next time. Amen, amen, and amen. We'll see y'all next time on the Ken and Rye Show on We Talk Radio. We love you.
Bye.
Happy Juneteenth. Happy Father's Day. Woo!
I see I'm too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I go on too many days. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say.
What happened at the New Orleans?
paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. I earned all this money, but they never take the country out me. I got hot sauce in my bag, swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh yeah, yes, I like that.
I did not come to play with you. I came to slay. I like cornbread and collard greens. Oh yes, you got to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afro. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 sauce in my bag. I see it, I want it. I touch yellow, want it. I dream it, I work hard. I grind till I own it. I twirl on the middle. Albino, alligator. El Camino with a kilo. Sipping Cuervo and Odilla. Sometimes I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. I go hard. Yeah, what's mine? Hey, what's mine? I'm a star. I'm a star. Cause I slay. I slay. Gracious, best revenge is your paper.
What is your favorite youth show?
The Kenny and Rod Show.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Hey, it's your girl Riley from the Ken and Rice Show on We Talk Radio. Tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.